The following message is brought to you by Bridgeway Gospel Center. For more information, visit us at bridgewaygc.com and follow us on all social media platforms at Bridgeway GC.
It's always a burden to preach in Bridgeway Gospel Center. It's a burden. Since Pastor D told me I'll be the one to preach, I've not been myself. It's a burden. When he's grooming everybody to be a minister. So it's like I'm teaching minister this morning. So it's a body. And fortunately, I'm a trader. So how will I teach ministers? Praise the Lord. It's a body. To be a pastor is hard work. To be a genuine one is a very hard work. These few days, I now understand what it takes to be a pastor, to prepare a sermon. It's a burden. Thank you, Pastor D, for all you do. Thank you for teaching me God's word. Thank you for teaching me how to read the Bible effectively. Thank you for mirroring Christ to me. It's a privilege. I know where we are coming from. I'm not even worthy to untie your list where we are coming from. But this morning, I'm preaching in your stead. You are intentionally turning followers into leaders and leaders into ministers. You are doing it intentionally. Thank you, sir. May God bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Mama D, for supporting God's man servant. God will bless you beyond your wildest dream. In the mighty name of Jesus. The reason why we have a lot of fall and die centers littered everywhere around our landscape is because we don't know how to ask the right questions. When something bad happens to a black man, the first question he asks is, who did this to me? Instead of asking, what did this to me? That is why all our prayers are vengeful. Fall and die. Fall and die. God of vengeance, avenge me speedily. God is not in the business of killing people. The manifesto is clear. I am come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. The one that killed people is the devil. And if God wants to kill, you will be the first person to kill because you are your greatest enemy. I'll prove it to you this morning. You are your greatest enemy. There is a story of a Catholic priest that was transferred to another parish. When he got to that parish, he discovered that that parish was a loveless parish. It's a loveless parish. Bile, bitterness, anger everywhere. The priest now decided to be teaching love your neighbor as you love yourself. Preached it first month, preached it second month, third month. Ah! The parishioner said, no, Father, they raised an uproar. Does it mean this is the only topic you know how to teach? And the priest said, until I see you people love your neighbor as you love yourself, I won't change this sermon. Praise the Lord. So the blessing this morning is in the doing. Hallelujah. The blessing this morning is in the doing. It's a burden to preach. It's a burden. What are we teaching this morning will be very simple, yet not easy. Everybody here can do it, but everybody will not do it. Everybody here can do it, but everybody will not do it. The best mass a man can learn is the future cost of his current decisions. You are your decisions. When you were born, you were looking like your parents. At this your age, you are now looking like your decisions. So you are your decisions. Hallelujah. The tragedy of life is that we pay attention to things. We pay little attention to things that are urgent. For example, your mind is more important than your stomach. But unlike the stomach, the mind will not tell you when it is empty. That is why people don't pay attention to their mind. When your stomach is empty, it kicks. But when your mind is empty, it will not kick. So you don't pay attention to it. But that is your greatest asset. I have a senior friend that walked up to me one day and he said, Solomon, whenever I feel rusty, I pick up something and read. I said, sir, how do you know that you are rusty? He said, when I start talking foolishly, I know that I'm rusty. I said, sir, I will journal this. When I was meditating over what he said to me, I now said, if I wait until I start talking foolishly before I pick up something to read, what if I talk foolishly at my Kairos season? You see, I'm in for it. Pastor was teaching us about Kairos moments. Some comes once in a lifetime. Some come once in 50 years. Imagine if I talk foolishly in my Kairos season. Let's say that window of opportunities, the one that comes once in 50 years, once in 50 years. Add 50 years to my age now, I'll become grandpa. So biologically, I'm disadvantaged. So you must do something with your life. Hallelujah. Do something with your life. It is risky to live life on assumption. It is risky to live life on speculation. My people say, our people say, who are your people in that field of endeavor? The best way to live life is to live on the word. When you see a man at peace, even when the economy is tumbling, something is at work. Knowledge is at work. When you see a man under anxiety, then there is a knowledge gap somewhere. This morning I'll be teaching something very simple. It's not a mystery. We'll leave mystery for Pastor Chus. He taught mysteries of the kingdom last Sunday. We'll leave mysteries for the pastors. This morning, I'm a trader, so I'll teach something that is very simple. We believe in data. Little things that count. But if you imbibe it, that will be transformation in your life. Hallelujah. My topic this morning is everyday bread. Destiny determines diet. You eat what you want to become. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. Media, get me that scripture and leave it here. It will be here till I finish. Cow's chain crown, lifting hands, bowing hearts, is all we've come to do. Casting crown, lifting hands, Baba O, bowing heart, is all we've come to do.
I do not,
I do
not, I do not.
You reign on high.
We will rise.
We will rise in your name.
I do not. You reign on high. We will rise.
We will rise
in your name. In your name.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11, the Bible said, and I returned and saw under the sun, the race is not to the swift. Speed is useless if you are traveling in the wrong direction. Nor the battle to the strong. Nor bread to the wise. Nor riches to men of understanding. Nor favor to men of skill. But time and chance happen to them all. Somebody say time. Say chance. Your chances in life is at the mercy of how you use time. On how you use time. All the opportunities. This time here means opportunity. All the opportunities in life is at the mercy on your use of time. All your prayer points are answerable to your use of time. You see, the strong man has no advantage if he doesn't understand time management. This kingdom is a government. And what is the primary function of a government? The primary function of a government is to manage resources. That is the primary primary purpose of every government, to manage resources. If you are not a good time manager, your prayers will not be answered. You see those people shouting, church na scam. Church na scam. They were once church people. But they stayed in church for years and they didn't see any transformation. They left. And they now said, church na scam. But the problem is that they were not taught properly. Time and chance happened to them all. God did not create rich people and poor people. God did not create anointed people and non-anointed people. God created people. Their use of time differentiated them. Their use of time made some rich, some poor. Answers to prayer, answers to how you use time. If not, you will stay in church for years, and one day your vocabulary will be church na scam. People that are saying church na scam, they started the way we started, but they were not taught. Time is the currency of life. God will not give you what you prayed for. God can only give you what you can manage. It is management of time that attracts resources. It's a boring to preach. What the enemy wants to attack is your time, not you. So your biggest enemy is you. What the enemy wants to steal is your time. If you manage time, you can have access to all these things. Haven't you seen men that are swift yet broke? Strong, yes, beggarly, wise. When they open their mouth here, you will not be asking, why is this man on the floor? Because he doesn't understand time management. Your destiny is at the mercy of your use of time. If the devil wants to finish a man, he attacks his time, not you. He attacks your time. And this generation is the most distracted generation. Kai, very distracted. The other day I was telling my wife, I said, the way we are going with this phone, we may be on social media one day and discover that we are 80 years. The way we are going. If you don't allocate your time and manage it well, you will grow up broke, bitter, and broken. But that will not be your portion. A lot of people are asking God for capital to do business. That is the major problem with the black man. You know, our churchianity most times is motivated by poverty. Our churchianity. Most of our friends that left the shores of Nigeria, they don't go to church again now. The capital you are asking God for is buried in time. The first capital God gave man was time. If you manage time well, you get capital. Money is not your problem. Time management is. Getting a good wife is not your problem. Time management is. If you develop yourself, you start attracting. You see these things, people are chasing clout. Your network is your net worth. Yes. Then you now be dobale. Anybody you see, you bow because you are looking for network. If you manage time well, you begin to attract network. You don't chase clout. Clout begin to chase you. Time and chance happen to them all. I can predict a man's future. If I see the way you use time, I'll predict your tomorrow. If I see your routine, I'll predict your tomorrow. You want to be an effective Christian? Manage time. You want to be successful? Manage time. You don't need contact. You don't need to be looking beggarly so that people will have mercy on you. You don't need it. They won't help you. In fact, they will run away from you. If you look beggarly, they run away from you. Everything you need on earth is wrapped up in time management. Time and chance happens to them all. You need bread, manage time. You need favor, manage. It's not even skill. If you have skill, I've seen talented people, very talented people, they're on the floor. They don't know how to manage time. A wise man said, every day, you must finish the day on the paper before you start it. You can't call me and I'll come. There are a few people that can call me on the phone and I'll come. Because I finish my day on the paper before I start it. Time management. Time management. Somebody is now asking, how do I manage time? Kai, if you manage time, your prayer points will reduce. There are some persons, when you see their prayer point, you begin to ask, is the hope, the problem of the whole world is on your head? Prayer points, prayer points, prayer points. Manage time. If you forget everything I said this morning, don't forget to manage time. Go back to your house. Manage time. Time is a universal currency. God gave it to everybody equally. 24 hours. But what you do with yours counts. It's instructive. I told you I'm teaching something that is very simple. But a lot of people will not do it. It's not a mystery. It's an open secret. On this note, I want to introduce to you the bread of all bread. It is called the bread of routine. Have you heard the word routine before? The bread of routine. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14 to 17. I'll be reading from my part. Wherefore he said, awake, thou that sleepest. He that knows not and knows not that he knows not is a baby. Wake him up. Arise from the dead. There are people, they are alive, but they are dead. Wake up in the morning, they will eat. It's life safe. It's life safe. Now life be this. Inside life. Now life be this. And Christ shall give you light. Your light is dependent on how you use time. Life is cheap if you know how to use time. I told you not to remove that scripture. And Christ shall give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools. Christianity is not pathway to mediocrity. That you are a Christian doesn't mean you should be a fool. When you get to the marketplace, there are some Christians where you see, you begin to ask questions. You are coming to the market, you came with your Bible. Can't you read your Bible in the house? And business is on the floor. Unbelievers are doing. See, an unbeliever that understands time management will beat a tongue-talking believer. We beat. It's everywhere now. It's everywhere. The proof is everywhere now. An unbeliever doesn't know Christ, doesn't know God, but understand this concept of time management. We beat any believer in any sphere of life. It's not a mystery. It's an open secret. What is routine? Routine is a sequence of action regularly followed. That is routine. I must do it. Come rain, come shine. Whether I'm angry or I'm happy. Bad day or good day, I must do it. So routine is a sequence of action regularly followed. A lot of Christians are asking God to lead them. God is asking them, to where? Show me your routine. Where will I lead you to? Some are saying, God, give me money. He's asking you, what do you want to do with the money? You've not shown him your routine. Your destiny is at the mercy of your routine through time management. So I'm asking you to help him. To help you. Help you how? When you are not helping yourself. Your routine is like a road map. It shows you your final destination. Life is predictable. There are irrefutable laws. When you engage them, life becomes predictable. I used to have an elderly one. Doing business, doing well. I was growing up then. Doing well in business. At a point, the business started wobbling. Hey, my mom says, it's village people. It's village people. It's an attack. It's village people. Till date, I have not recovered from that business. When I started doing business, from nothing. How did I even start doing business? I left school. Went to the market. Get wares from importers. Sell to final retailers. Get my profit. Save. Sell. Give to these people. Save. That was how I raised capital. So I managed time to get capital. Routine. If you eat the bread of routine, everything on earth will become cheap possibility. What is addiction? Addiction is when iniquity becomes a routine. When iniquity becomes a routine, every day you are in it. There are people that are addicted to porn. Every day they must do it. You know why? It has become a routine. That is what the enemy wants. That is what the devil wants. That is why He will send canker worm, caterpillars, palmer worms to eat into your time. The battle is the battle of time. Not any, not, nobody is attacking you. You are the one attacking yourself. No matter the forces in my village, they can't stop me. I have discovered the mystery behind routine. Makes me unstoppable. It has fortified me. What is holiness? Holiness is when righteousness becomes your routine. You want to be holy? Then plan how to be holy. It's not by the energy of the flesh, but by the Holy Ghost, and you live consciously. So holiness is when righteousness becomes your routine. What is advancement? Advancement is when hard work becomes your routine. Every day you are in it. Every day you are in it. Every day you are in it. You sit on your job. Not when you start something after 2 months. They ask you, saying, it's not working. You now go to something else. You are not a man of routine. You are not a faithful man. Treasures of the kingdom will not be committed to you. Because you are not a man of routine. And you are a man of routine. You pray few prayers. Your biggest heart cry will be how to bring souls into the kingdom, not how to kill them. Because you are not a man of right, you want to kill your enemies. Why you are the biggest enemy of yourself? Routine will rescue you from the rat race. See all this? Let's make it, let's make it. Routine. If you are a man of routine, you strike precisely. You don't move anyhow. Routine will rescue you from this rat race everywhere. Everybody wants to make it. We just have few clean money in Africa. Majority of the money you see are unclean money. Few clean money in Africa. Everybody wants to hammer. Children are killing children. Elders are killing elders. Mothers are killing mothers. Because of advancement. But if you embrace the burden of routine, routine is a burden. If you embrace the burden of routine and stay at it, you will count in your generation. Routine will make you hack life cheaply. It's a bread. Make you hack life cheaply. You are not confused. You are not distracted. You know what you are. This is my book of routine. I came with my own. Every day, everything I must do is written here. In the morning, that's the first thing I do. You can't call me half a day house. I know day. You can't call me. Few people can call me and I'll come out. Because I'm a man on a mission. Routine makes it intangible. These are your big dreams. If you want to make it simple, put it on paper so that you'll be seeing it. There is no major building that they want to engage in that they don't have a plan. It's only a mud house that doesn't need a plan. But if you want to build a great destiny, you must have a plan. It's called routine. And you follow it sequentially. Routine makes you an unstoppable force. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit to faithful men. My generation lack faithful men. And God will only commit himself to faithful men. Today you are in church. Before they will see you in the next 10 years, you are not a faithful man. You are unstable in all your ways. Nothing serious will be committed to you. You are not a man of routine. He said the same, commit to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. They give you a little girl to mentor. You slept with her. You're not a faithful man. You're not a man of routine. Routine will restrict your life. Faithful men, few. You do business with a fellow man, he defraud you. But when you see him pray on the altar, you think last night he was with Jesus. But he's not a faithful man. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier. Every good soldier must endure the burden of routine. No man that worried entangled himself with the affairs of life. I told you distraction. That he may please him that has chosen him to be a soldier. One of the weapons that the enemy has fashioned against end time believers is social media. Beware of social media. If you are a content creator, it's good. Do your business. If you are not, allocate time for social media. Allocate time for it. Otherwise, you can be on phone 8 hours. You don't know. Some people will be on social media. Eh? They will sleep with their phone. It is the vibration of the phone that will wake them up in the morning. You are dead. You are dead. Allocate time to everything you are doing. Be a man of routine. All this confusion everywhere. My pastor heard it. It's because you don't have routine. And when you don't have routine, life becomes a burden. Jesus, our pattern man, is a man of routine. No wonder he shook his word. Luke chapter 4 verse 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, routine, as his custom was. If you stay on it, see, your routine will announce you to your word. When you'll be doing when you'll be engaging the burden of routine, the world will not see it. That is why it's difficult for people to do. You know, this generation, we like show. Everything we do, want people to see it. But when you are eating the bread of routine, nobody will see it. But one day, that routine will now announce you to your word. That is how it works. You are doing it. Whether you feel like it or not, I must read. Let me tell you, genuine billionaires, I'm not talking about African billionaires that are all thieves. Genuine billionaires, read at least one book every week. Some persons, since they left school, they've not opened any book again. Genuine billionaires. I was reading the story of Strive Masiyiwa, the Econet guy. He said he reads two books every week. But people that are on the floor can't even read a chapter. That is the irony of life. Mark chapter 1 verse 35. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into routine. Jesus always prayed. If you are not a man of prayer, if you are not given to the word, when challenges come, you will falter. That is why little people shout, Jesus, Jesus, because they are not worded. They are empty. No routine. So little pressure, they will give in. But when you are a man of routine, you are thick. The apostles were men of routine. No wonder they were men of conviction. You can't alter their view about Jesus or God. These men stayed with him. These men, they said, okay, Acts chapter 2, verse 44. He said they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Steadfast, they were there in this doctrine. You think the labor in doctrine is cheap talk? For the past 3 days, I've been carrying a very big load on my head. It's a burden to labor in doctrine and word. It's a burden. The other day I was discussing with the pastor. He's a burden bearer. He's a reader. He invests time and resources in materials. You hear him talk here, you think it's gift. It's not a gift. He's paying a price that you're not paying. If you pay the same price, you get the same result. Investing serious money in buying materials. All you are asking is, I claim it. Oh, you see all this, I claim it, Christianity. Nothing to back it up. You will soon say church now scam. You will soon say church now scam. Because nothing to back it. You don't have revelation. You are just there, I claim it. Activity. See, and the unfortunate thing is that no matter how much you invest in the church, all the activities around the church you do, if you are not a time manager, you will become bitter. Because you will not get testimony. I have a routine that after every church service, I must listen to pastor's message. It's a routine. I must do it. Singles, enjoy your singlehood. When you get married, yeah, you work. You know why I can still read now? It's because as a single, I built a routine around reading. If not, yeah, the burden of children. My friend Busy said he's not sleeping again. I understand. The burden of children. If you don't build routine as a single, you are in for it. You are in for it. Life will shock you. Do you have a routine for spiritual growth? Or I claim it, I receive it. How many hours do you allocate to reading? How many hours do you allocate to reading? How many hours do you allocate to listening to God's word, to fasting? How many hours? You don't. The reason why a lot of people don't come to midweek activities is because they don't have a routine for it. They are not busy. They are not busy. They don't have a routine. Without routine, without routine. Your spiritual life, without routine, you look like an unbeliever. But you are coming to church every day. You see all these words you are hearing, this thing you are hearing now. Eh? At the end of this service, it's just 10% that will remain in your brain. If you go and listen again, faith cometh. Romans 10:17. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing, and hearing of the word of God. Do you have a routine to attain financial freedom? Call to Christianity is not call to poverty. Christians, pay attention. Call to Christianity is not call to poverty. If you don't pay attention to your finances, one day, Caesar will come to your door and knock and demand for his tax. If you can't pay, you either lie or steal or be disgraced. Pay attention to your finances. Pay attention to your finances. It was Mommy Ejire that was teaching us the couples forum, teaching ladies to pay attention to their finances. She was saying it passionately. Singles, ladies, if you have a boyfriend, when you guys are dating, if you need pizza, he will always buy it. In marriage, maybe once in 6 months, you eat pizza. See, you may be in the mood to eat pizza. His pocket will not be in the mood to eat pizza. You see all these things in relationship. Agaragara is garagara. I tell you the truth. Pay attention to your finances. Let me drop this one. Like Pastor D. The number one cause of divorce in marriage is money. Take it to the bank. The number one cause is money related. The bickering. Pay attention to your finances. Save money. Save money. I have a routine of saving money every day. It's daily bread now. That is why I like daily money. Let me drop this one by the side. Look for a way to make daily money. No matter how tiny. Dibo man said, Kobo, Buego. Forget inflation. It's not your business. Save money. If you save money today, money will save you tomorrow. Pay attention to your finances. Pay attention to your finances. If not, tongue talking, but you will steal. Pressure will come. Family will come. Do you know that the cost for Pampers is higher than the cost for school fees? You don't know? You don't know? Ah, you never married, not true. I track my finances every day. I track my finances every day. My elder brother lost his business. They said his village people. When it was my turn to do business, I said, let me see that village people. If I spend 10 naira, I'll write it. If I spend 20 naira, I'll write it. Till today, I've not seen my village people. And all these village people that you want to kill, eh? One day, you'll be a village man. Age, maybe the evening of your life, you become a village man. Whether you like it or not, your children will bond to you and take you to the village. Then the young ones in town now will pray, village people, die. Village people, die. Pay attention to your finances. Buy investment. You see, people that are rich are not loud. The process to become rich is even hard. So when you eventually become rich, you'll be humble. Any boy that flaunts it doesn't have it. A lot of them doesn't have it. Forget the social media. Forget social media. If you have it, the process. The first time I saved my first 1 million naira, eh? Literal fire came out from my nose. Literal fire came out from my... I tell you the truth. Pay attention to your finances, Christians. Pay attention to your finances. I write how much I spend daily. I know how much I comes in daily. I write it. My wife said, this man, what are you writing? I said, leave me alone. This is the only way out. This is the only way out. This is the only way out. The only way out of problem, financial problem. If you need money for soup, I don't give you. I'm in trouble. Leave me. Let me do this thing. He said, I should be spending money. I said, you know, the way I got money, I didn't scam anybody. It was true. That does not mean that you don't enjoy life. Oh. Enjoy life. Do you have a routine for personal development? There are two things that will change your life forever. The books you read and the people you mingle with. Do you have a routine for them? Do you allocate time to things that you do? personal development. I make it a law. You know, people think that freedom is just to live anyhow. Discipline is true freedom. You see this lawlessness in Nigeria. You want to bring it to your personal life. The experience of Nigeria is what you experience. This lawlessness. True freedom. In fact, disciplined men are the truly freed. You put yourself to laws. I at least I'll read one chapter every day, no matter how tired. You know, the how to go to one and come back. I'll read one chapter. At least that is the only way out of problem. There is no mountain anywhere. Man's ignorance. In fact, ignorance is worse than sin. Ignorance is worse than sin. The strength of the enemy is to maintain your ignorance. This thing you are hearing this morning, the enemy doesn't want you to hear it. Time and chance. Reduce your prayer point to time management. Your chances in life will be manifold. Time management. It is management of time that attracts resources. Everything you are looking in life, you're looking for in life, is tied to time. The guy that is poor never wished to be poor, but his routine made him so. The guy that is a cleaner never wished. In fact, I have seen people when we were growing up, they say, I go hammer, but no return. I will scatter the place. Nothing, no routine, nothing. It is not by saying it. It's not by confession alone. It's by routine. That is the bread you have to eat daily. The guy is doing all those mania. If you don't do mental work, you do mania work. You must do one. If you don't do mental work, you do mania work. You see all these big, I've seen people, big boys, not doing anything. If I tell you the kind of work they did today, hunger will push you to do anything to survive. Be a man of routine. If you're not a man of routine, chances are you fall in someone else's routine and get their plan for you. Nothing much. I'm telling you. Not having a routine is also a routine. Not having a routine is also a routine. You will end up in the gutter. It's not your wish, but you end up there because you don't have a routine. Never graduate from eating the bread of routine. After today, write down 3 things that you must do every day. Come rain, come shine. You must do. Write down 3 things after today. Write down. You see, coming to church without writing notes is a routine. And we can predict what will happen. Very soon I start saying church, now scam. Not coming to church with writing material is a routine. Pay attention to your destiny. Approach life with classroom mentality. As I said earlier, the last time some people finished a book is in the university. Approach life with a classroom mentality. Be systemic. Be methodical. The easiest way to overcome procrastination is through routine. Even when you don't feel like it. Recently, I started gymming. I want to build muscle. I bought a gymming board. It's not showing now. But watch it. If I make it a routine and do it 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. You know, I tell a man of God, your hand on the change your routine. Routine. Is your life down? Eat the bread of routine. Is your career or business down? Eat the bread of routine. Is your spiritual life stunted? Eat the bread of routine. Eat it. Are you successful? Keep eating the bread of routine. You eat it until you draw your final breath. Routine is a marathon, not a sprint. You do it daily. 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 As is custom. Every day you are on it. Every day. Routine is boring. No? Pastor said success is in doing boring things. Success is also boring. So those that can handle boredom are the successful. Routine is boring, but you keep at it. Romans chapter 12 verse 11. Not slothful in business. fervent in spirit. So you can be successful as a Christian, also be successful in your vocation. The reason why I am broke is because we want to touch God. We want to touch God. We want to touch what? We want to touch God. That's why you are broke. But this scripture here is now judging you. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. You are in an excuse. You have 24 hours. I divided my 24 hours into three. I have morning season of my life, afternoon season, and night season. Is here. That is how I do it. Every 24 hours, I divide into seasons, morning, afternoon, night. I now discover that the hours we have for work is just 9 hours. Just 9 hours. Your 8 to 5 is 9 hours. The remaining 13 or 14 hours, what are you doing with it? After work, you go back and be consuming social media. You wake up one day, you find yourself you are 80. Nothing serious with life. You can be an effective Christian and also successful in business. Christianity is not a call to mediocrity. It's not at all. In fact, grace is an empowerment to become successful. Grace is an empowerment, not just a merited favor, but it's an empowerment to become successful. Sometimes I wonder why Christians are even broke. You can be broke, you understand? Like habitual broke. You don't smoke. You don't drink. You don't humanize. You don't do all these vices. And you can't feed. It's a mystery. Pastor Chus, we unveil that mystery to me. You don't do none of these things, but you are broke. Why? The guys that are doing all those things are still rich. So what is the problem? If I see what you do daily, I'll predict your life. I'll be a prophet. If I see what you do daily, if I call my friend Pompidou now and I study what he's doing daily, I can predict his 5 years. I tell you the truth. How you be broke? You don't smoke. If indeed, or less for night, they go. But if indeed, you don't do these things, why you broke? You want to change your life? Change your routine by changing the books you read, the friends you keep, and the influence you have around you. You want to change your life? Change your routine. Your destiny is at the mercy of time management. Leave your prayer point. Manage time. Look for 3 things. You want to become a professional? Ask professional medical doctors. It is routine that made them doctors. They came out damn bites. But they were subjected to the funnings of routine for 7-8 years. And today they are professional doctors. And they are still reading. It's not magic. So even in that your fashion design, after attending to your client, what extra do you do? Or you go home and be consuming social media and be junketing around town. Your routine will soon become your stage of announcement. You see, this thing is simple, but everybody will not do it. I will pray one prayer this morning. I don't know. I don't want to overshoot my time. I will pray one prayer this morning. Grace to eat the bread of routine. And no shadow you won't light up. Mountain coming after me. No wall kicked down. Lies you coming after me.
No shadow you won't light up.
No shadow you won't light up. Mountain you will climb up. Coming after me.
There's no wall you won't kick down.
No walls you won't kick down. Can we be on our feet this morning?
Coming
after me.
There's no wall you won't kick down.
Grace for consistency. Grace for consistency.
us with the grace for consistency. Let us be empowered this morning by your word. Grace for consistency. Your light has come. Let the heart of men be flooded. Empower men to do. Not just the hearers of this word, but doers of this word. Empower men to do this morning. Empower us to do. Both the preacher and the listeners, empower each and every one of us to do. Thank you, Father, for your word this morning. Receive all the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray.
Thank you for listening. Worship with us at Bridgeway Gospel Center, 33 Anwai Road, Asaba, Sundays 9 a.m. and Fridays 5:30 p.m. You can visit us at bridgewaygc.com and follow us on all social media platforms at Bridgeway GC. God bless you.